stepping on my foot!
Sorry. You didn't happen to see what parts I got?
Why would I care what you got, Megan? Unless you beat me out of a decent one, which is hardly likely.
Sarah!
Never mind. We'll come back when the crush is over.
I can't believe it! I'm not Clara again! Oh, that is so not fair!
Funny thing about Nutcracker cast lists, they seem to bring out the worst in people.
I just try to be like whatever I'm cast as. Although, I'm one of those people that watch people crossing the street in the background when going to a movie. I always prefer those sorts of parts.
Good thing, too, as that's the sort we tend to get. Ah, it's clearing out now.
Looks like we're both angels. Oh, very funny. And I'm a mouse. You're a soldier.
Ah, sweet. I hope I get to shoot the cannon this year.
Party scene, of course.
Oh, you know what that means.
Sausage girls. More bad news. Sarah's an angel, too.
Oh, lovely.
Lead angel.
We are never going to hear the end of this, Emma.
On to the rehearsed schedule. I hope they don't schedule one on Halloween again this year.
What do you mean? Last year, you were the only one to show up, and they canceled anyway.
Wasting over 2 hours driving over here.
Well, you should cut like everyone else.
I don't cut rehearsals. I think the world would end or something. I have nightmares about it.
You're a bit odd. You know that?
Looks like they're rehearsing mice and soldiers separately at first. Probably best, although I still think the Nutcracker battle scene would be much better with no choreography and just having at each other.
Yes, but not everyone has fencing training like you do.
They can still hit each other with toy swords. I mean, even little kids do that.
I think the point of ballet is that it's set to dance steps, not a medieval melee.
But it would look so much better as a medieval melee. They'd all be like, woo, woo, shoosh, crash, ah,
Okay, I get the picture. They'll never go for that, though.
What about the very last performance? We just...
No.
Fine, spoil my fun, will you?
Besides, it doesn't even make sense that the mice carry swords in the first place.
Perhaps there are even very large seam rippers.
Seam rippers?
In sewing? To a mouse, they'd be about like a huge science fiction spear?
So now the story is that the mice raided the sewing basket, took the seam rippers, and then attacked toy soldiers that came to life? What would mice be doing in a sewing basket anyway? There's no food there.
Well, why are the mice attacking the creepy come-to-life toy soldiers?
Wait. Are you calling my character creepy?
Yes. I mean, mice are normal living beings. But how would you feel if your toy collection suddenly began running around killing your pet hamsters?
I don't have pet hamsters.
But if you did...
The soldiers are the good guys.
So you claim. Why would the mice make an unprovoked attack? And, as I recall, you fire the cannon first, killing one of our number, then we retaliated.
It was a first strike.
We just wanted cheese.
You know, something tells me we're getting a little too into character.
Maybe.
As you all know, the Angels open Act 2. This makes you all extremely important, and how you deport yourselves will reflect on the entire last part of the ballet. The key is to glide, glide, so go up on your toes and do tiny shuffling steps. No, no, stop! You are bobbing up and down. I want all your heads to stay exactly the same. I will make you hold glasses of water on them if I must.
She never would. And risk messing up the floor?
Glide now. That is not it. You are still not the smooth elegance of floating on a cloud. Again.
Wait.
This is the wardrobe mistress, girls.
As if we couldn't tell by the measuring tape, pins, and haggard expression.
Nonsense. She's not haggard. A bit more wan.
What? Isn't Obi Kenobi's middle name?
Attention. As you know, this year's angel costumes are being recreated, as the last set was rather faded and too small. I must have each of you come to wardrobe at some point within the next week for measurements and later for early muslin fittings.
What's muslin?
Whenever I'm creating a pattern from scratch, I mock up the costume first in a fabric called muslin, so that any mistakes will not ruin the finite amount of satin I have to create the actual things.
I hate satin!
I did not choose this fabric. The artistic director did. Complain to her.
I will! As you know, my father is on the board.
I expect everyone to come see me. I don't have time to be chasing you down just to know the circumference of your arm.
I can't believe that rehearsal is finally over.
Clyde!
Look, isn't that the pianist, Mr. Petrov?
I hear he's doing Drosselmeyer this year. Hey, can we help with anything?
It won't take my dollar. I just want the juice.
Allow me.
She's an expert at this. I once saw her get the machine to accept a bill that was missing an entire corner.
Hardly. Try it now.
Thank you.
I'd better get to the mouse rehearsal. It starts in 5 minutes.
See ya.
Yo, have a sword.
Sweet.
Did you see? I'm the Nutcracker Prince this year.
So why are you at mouse rehearsal? Checking up on the enemy?
Well, there's something about my growing and a mouse finding something. It's very unclear.
From what I understand, the doll Nutcracker is left in the middle of the stage, then Drosselmeyer.
Isn't Mr. Petrov doing that?
I think so. As I was saying, Drosselmeyer walks by with his cape held up, really hiding you, as you creep along behind it. Then a mouse comes by whilst this is going on and sneaks off stage with the doll as Drosselmeyer leaves.
Oh, so I come on behind the cape, get to the middle of the stage, then a mouse picks up the doll and hides behind the cape where I had been hiding and leaves?
Sounds confusing, but it really isn't.
Which mouse will be doing it?
Sarah, of course. One must keep board member children happy.
Is she clear on what to do?
We're about to try it now. Here comes Mr. Petrov. No juice in the studio. Leave that outside. Just put this practice cape on. Now, John, get behind and we'll watch the mirror to make sure we can't see you. Bend down even more. That's it.
Oh, I swear my back will go out after this.
Walk slowly now, Sarah. Sarah!
What?
You were supposed to be in position to pick up the doll.
Why?
Well, we have 3 months. No doubt you'll have it by then.
Hello?
Megan White, is it? I have a soldier costume for you to try on. Just stand there while I fetch it. How does it feel? Try raising your arms.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the pins there.
No problem, dear. It is incredibly cluttered in here this time of year.
Well, only 2 more weeks until the performance.
Oh, don't remind me. Turn slightly that way. Thank you.
What are those costumes up there? The silk ones in pastel colors with the roses.
Ah, those are the waltz dresses, I think. They were for Sleeping Beauty some time ago. We haven't used them since, as the current artistic director has a thing against Empire waistlines.
That's too bad. They're pretty.
Hi, I'm here about the mouse costume.
Oh, yes. The stuffing issues.
Stuffing issues?
Yeah. Mice are supposed to be plump, so we stuff the legs and things with tulle, but it keeps showing.
Why don't you just go eat a lot of cheesecake? Get it? Cheese. Cake.
Oh, ha ha.
The mouse body in the corner there. But I need to try on your party scene dress first. In fact, you both do. Megan, you have the green one, and Emma, you have the...
Not the peach horror.
Somebody has to wear it. Besides, it's not that bad.
Not that bad?
I'm sorry to say you have the hot dog hoop as well. We haven't the budget to make a new one this year with the new angel costumes and all.
What do you mean, hot dog hoop?
You know how a hoop skirt is supposed to be perfectly round?
I see what you mean. It does look like a hot dog.
My predecessor unfortunately left a heavy box sitting on top of it for some time. When I finally discovered the error, the hoop was a bit reshaped.
A bit?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you.
Do look where you're going, my boy.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask. Were you playing Gilbert and Sullivan in class the other day?
What of it? Your teachers did not recognize it, and I'm fond of show tunes.
Well, okay. Just a bit odd in a ballet class, that's all.
No kidding. Loved it, though.
Where did you pop from?
The back staircase.
Ooh, you mean the creepy haunted one that no one goes to?
Well, I go to it.
Yeah, well, you're weird. And I mean that as a compliment.
So did you want to start a pool over whether Sarah will actually remember her part in the battle scene?
Excuse me?
Oh, how do you people do that?
You'd never make a spy, John.
So I tried on the Nutcracker mask, and I can't see a stupid thing in it.
Why don't you try sonic navigation, like bats do?
Ping, ping, ping.
That's World War II submarines.
Depth charge. Boom!
John, you're needed in rehearsal.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, I'm freezing.
So this is the theater.
Impressive, isn't it? We'll need to check in. Let's see. Looks like we're stage left dressing rooms.
It's just as cold in here as outside.
Wait until the stage lights come on. That warms it up a bit. Come on, we have to cross the stage to get there.
Why?
Because these are the stage right dressing rooms, which is where I am.
Are we allowed to walk across the stage? I mean, there are techies everywhere.
They're only laying down the floor and stuff. Just stay out of their way.
A little more angle. That's it, Jonesy. Lower away. Easy now.
Watch out!
Hey, it's the Christmas tree they just brought in. I always wanted to know how it grows.
Here, if we look behind, see that hand crank? A stagehand has to sit through the entire party scene back behind the tree. Then, at the appropriate time, he starts cranking, which unfolds the extra branches of the tree and then makes it look like it grows.
Wow!
Not if you're the chap stuck with a job. Sitting curled in a tiny ball with no room to move for an hour isn't anyone's idea of fun.
Coming through! Coming through! Oh, there you are. I'll need help with this when we get to the stairs.
Stairs?
The genius who designed this theater? thought it amusing to put all the dressing rooms two stories up in narrow spiral staircases and didn't think to put a service elevator in.
So you have to carry that entire rack of costumes up by hand.
Correction. We must carry it.
You get that side. I'll get this.
How much farther?
Just two more flights.
Show me who designed this theater so that I can kill them.
Almost there.
I'm glad that was the only one.
Only one? There are five more. Not to mention the mouse heads, candy canes.
Oh, can I please remember I have something really important to be doing right now?
We can't let her cart those things up on her own.
Yeah, well, I noticed John's taking himself off. What's going on in there?
Yeah, that's actually the party scene parents. They have a few before the performance.
As in they're drinking?
They can't exactly do it on stage. It's a tradition. Liven things up and everything.
Hey, I wanna... Whoa, are you drinking Coke in costume?
What about it?
Well, don't let the wardrobe mistress see you. I just wanted to make sure you were gonna pick up the Nutcracker doll. You forgot it again in dress rehearsal.
Whatever.
Hey, John, you're not supposed to be in here.
I knocked first.
Are you drinking in costume, Sarah? And sitting? You weren't supposed to be sitting in costume.
What are you? The wardrobe mistress's police department?
More like her slave laborers. My arms are still aching.
So I hear you got the hideous party scene dress that...
Cast on stage. Full cast on stage. Thank you.
What is that about?
Oh, the stage manager's speech.
He gets a bit melodramatic about it usually.
No kidding. What did he say last time? Something about us being killed if we ran while crossing the stage?
You've been called here to listen to these very important safety considerations. Please pay attention, as one deviation could cost you your life. You'll notice on either side of the stage there are lighting trees. Once on, they will be blisteringly hot. In older times, ballerinas died as their costumes caught fire with the heat of the lights, and the dancer turned into a flaming pillar, and thus slowly burned to death. Therefore, take note.
Is he for real?
Never run while crossing the stage.
Here it comes.
If you cross behind, the scenery will ripple, so do not use that unless it is a quick cross. Otherwise, please use the understage crossing. However, due to recent rains, there are many puddles. You could slip, hit your head, and die.
This is too funny.
Please stay out of the way of all... And no running! No running!
Isn't that the wardrobe mistress? She seems a bit flustered.
More like she's about to have a nervous breakdown.
Return all props at once to one of the prop masters on either side of the stage. I don't want swords lying around for people to trip and fall on.
And die.
Precisely, young man. Bravo. Well spoken. Indeed. Return all props to the props tables, or you might be the cause of someone's death.
I can't believe he just took me seriously.
Remember to keep far back in the wings, backstage. If you can see the audience can see you. And last but not least, do not come down until a few minutes before you go on stage. I don't want the wings cluttered by a lot of hangers-on causing accidents and...
deaths?
Yes. Once again, the young man has grasped the seriousness of the situation.
Now that was funny.
He just gets better every year.
See you around. Good luck.
Thanks.
Nah, I'll bet I'll run into one of those lighting trees in that stupid mask.
I'm sure they do have a fire extinguisher backstage, in case you...
burst into a living torch and become ashes before our horrified eyes.
Bring some marshmallows to roast on me.
We better change for the party scene. It's in the first act.
Ah, half hour too curt and then the sign scene just went. Pins. Bring me pins.
I am glad I don't have her job.
What are you two still doing here? Out, out! The audience is arriving and can see your feet under the closed curtain.
So, they probably are out there bored and could use some entertainment.
That's what the program's for. Gives them something to read while they wait.
Well, most people don't actually read their programs.
Don't tell the advertisers that.
Shoo!
We'd better check that our props are in the right place.
Yeah, I hope the cannon works this time.
I remember the Nutcracker Prince last year accidentally stood over a flash pot just as it exploded. Screamed like a little girl.
Nice. Oh, here we are. The prop table. Let's see. My gun's here. My halo's here. My doll for the party scene is here.
That could really sound odd out of context.
Where's my hat?
What?
My hat. The tall top hat.
Hat missing? What's this I hear?
I swear, she totally has spidey sense.
I do not know where it went.
Oh, I have a snow costume with half the tooth ripped, a seam out on the mother's gown, two girls who accidentally left temporary tattoos on, three trim disasters, and now a missing hat? What's next?
Oh, by the way, I may have spilled some coke on my angel dress.
What? No.
It wasn't that bad, but with the satin it sort of spread.
Spread?
So now, like, the whole thing's a bit brown. Except for the right shoulder. That still's pink for some reason. Maybe I should dump more on it so it's even?
15 minutes to curtain. 15 minutes.
My hat. I'm the first to go on.
Right. Let's triage this.
Triage?
Medical term. It means you categorize your patients by immediacy. Ignore the fatalities. Concentrate on the...
Forget I ask.
We better get ready for Act One.
So you can do my eyeliner?
You are hopeless.
I just never use makeup normally.
Oh, still, stop blinking.
Sorry.
Hey, have you seen my fake sausage curls?
No, and put some clothes on? You know how John is about barging in.
10 minutes to curtain. 10 minutes.
We know. I wish he'd stop doing that.
I kind of like the reminders.
Yeah, the hoop's funny, ha ha. You wouldn't be laughing if you had to wear it.
My scissors. Where are my scissors?
I think Jennifer took them to sew her pointe shoe ribbons with.
What? But those are my special fabric cutting scissors. They have never got eaten paper in their life. I spend hundreds of dollars on having them just the right sharpness to...
I think she's a bit overwrought.
That's one way of looking at it.
You mean she's mental?
You know, you're the one who's mental for spilling Coke all over your costume.
5 minutes to curtain. 5 minutes.
Now remember about taking the Nutcracker away during the battle scene.
Yeah, don't patronize me.
We should get down there.
Hey, what's with your hoop, Emma?
Shut up.
Oh, it's freezing in the wings.
It'll be warm on stage, believe me.
Oh, so I hear the party parents are totally drunk.
As long as they don't fall off the stage, I could care less.
My hat!
Got it!
Quick!
And so the intrepid Drosselmeyer takes the stage in a cheap, overused set, pretending to make a Nutcracker doll, already completed.
Yo, stop with the commentary! You aren't even supposed to be down here. You don't go on stage for another half an hour.
Emma, we're on.
The two lovely ladies, one in a horribly deformed hoop skirt.
I said shut up.
Emma! Quick, this way, and smile.
Smiling.
Not like that. Be natural.
This is natural.
Shh.
Did you know that shh is the loudest sound in the English language, which makes it ironic that-
Emma, we're on stage.
I do believe some of the adult dancers here are...
Drunk, we heard.
Why didn't they invite me? I could have brought vodka.
We're underage. You shouldn't be talking about that.
We are also on stage and shouldn't be talking at all.
Shh! We need to go do the dance with the dolls now.
Hey, I was supposed to get the one in the purple dress.
Take it. I want the green one anyway.
I already got the green one. Get another one.
I want the purple one.
Get your own.
Do you want to start a tug of war on stage?
Can't we be professional about this? Here, just... Now we're late for our cue.
Where's John? He should be down here. I need to check his sash.
Upstairs playing cards, I think.
Oh, ballet students in their cars. They should open a casino.
And go fish!
Are you sitting in costume? Get up!
Sorry.
Well, it's passable for now. Come by at intermission, though. Not as if I don't have enough to do already.
I'd better get down. Party scene should be ending.
Very well.
Out of my way, John. I have a quick change.
Oh, take your time. You have what? 4 more minutes to go from party girl to mouse? Okay, time to don the mask. Can you hear me now? Good. Okay, which way is the stage?
Nice mask.
You too. I'd find you scary if I could actually see you.
If you can't see me, how do you know I have a mask on?
Well, you're a mouse, and they wear them. Plus, you sound weird.
Gee, thanks. Hey, Megan, what took you so long?
I actually have to have new makeup, you know. Soldier's cheeks and a mustache and all.
You're wearing a mustache? Oh, I can't believe I'm missing this.
I'm on!
Break a tail.
I hope not. Julie's looks like it's about to come off her costume.
If it does come off, just kick it off stage so no one trips on it.
Will do.
Ready, young man?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. The cape punching thing. My favorite part. Hey, as a soldier, you're supposed to be on my side.
Aye, sir. I'm saluting, if you could see me.
Huh. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Stay low. Here we are. Now I shall reveal you.
Just because I can't see doesn't mean I need a blow-by-blow account of the bloody... Hey, why is the doll still here? Hey, Sarah! Sarah!
What's going on?
The small version of the Nutcracker's still here. You have to get it off stage.
Right. Get rid of it. I think everyone saw it, though.
I think my tail is coming off.
Sarah, what the...
You were supposed to get the doll off stage.
John, get everyone over to your troops. Stop fraternizing with the enemy!
Oh yeah, right!
I saw the whole thing!
And I reminded her. Did you hear me remind her?
All too clearly.
Ready, my dear? First time in a snow scene, isn't it? Bit cold down here. No wonder you have your leg warmers on.
Ah, it's good to get that mask off. Smells like something died in it.
Now comes the eternal question. Shall I rip off the mustache slowly or just get the pain over with? Ow! Emma!
It's off now, isn't it?
Emma?
What now?
Jennifer, she just...
went on stage with leg warmers on.
That is terrible. Garbed in the purest wheat gauze and besmirched with those hideous orange wool. I shudder to think on it.
Someone has to tell her.
How?
I don't know. Send up smoke signals?
Jennifer! Psst! Jennifer! Jen! Your leg warmers! Jen! Quick, get them off! Don't worry about it. I'm sure no one noticed.
Oh, that's likely.
It'll be fine. Just go back on. It's fine. I hope she'll be okay. She seemed pretty upset.
Now that's gotta hurt.
I'm okay. I just missed a step.
Are you chewing gum?
Hey, have you seen Mara? She borrowed my eyeshadow.
Yeah, she's up on the catwalk, I think.
We're not allowed up there.
Well, I can see why you'd want to avoid it, considering the costume you're in.
Oh, quite amusing. Speaking of which, we'd better change into those angel get-ups.
Maybe if we, like, all spilled Coke on them, we would look the same and people wouldn't notice.
Do you hear someone talking?
More like a vague buzzing sound.
Did you see that? I didn't run into anything with the mask on.
Congratulations.
Ooh. Ow.
Oh. Never mind.
May I come in?
Of course, Petrov. I must be going. Need to give notes on Act 1.
I assume that was what you did here?
Yes, quite. Excuse me.
Silence!
There were a few incidents in Act 1.
Yeah, like Sarah forgetting something rather important.
That is neither here nor there.
Board member, kids.
Just drop it.
Elise, you did not sew your pointy ribbon ends. They were sticking out during snow. Jennifer? No need to say anything on that matter. I'm sure you'll remember to take your leg warmers off next time. All right, everyone, Act 2. Let's pull ourselves together a bit more.
5 minutes to Act 2, curtain. 5 minutes.
Oh, help me get this halo on. It seems a bit crooked.
A bit. There we go.
Come on, we better line up for going on.
You, like, ready?
Will you stop chewing gum? We'll be on stage in a second.
Who'd notice?
I don't know. Maybe the audience?
That's our cue.
Someone kill me now.
Just so long as she remembers to go right, not left this... left!
Sorry.
We can make this work. Just... I'll go left, and we'll reverse the whole pattern. Lana, you go right instead of left. Okay, this is working.
Gosh, I'm glad it's over with. What a disaster.
I don't think the audience noticed much. We covered pretty well.
Oh, that was priceless.
I'm glad angels are all I had to do in Act 2.
Did you see Lana? Her hand's cramping pretty badly.
Oh? Why?
She's on stage left.
Yeah, okay, meaning?
Meaning she has to spend a very long time fanning herself as fast as she can with her left hand, and she's right-handed. Oh, do you know how hard that is? Ah, this is my cue. Gotta go.
Full straight.
Ah, now I owe you 3 bobby pins.
End of Act 2. Full cast on stage for you know what.
Yay!
What is it?
Hey, John, you're on.
On for what?
They just dumped the entire snowbag!
Wee!
Ah, you got me.
Oh, this must be 4 feet deep.
They have to clear out the snowbags. It's the best part.
Oh, I can't believe this is over.
Until tomorrow, anyway.
Nutcracker, if only the audience had the faintest idea what goes on back here.
Huh. I doubt they'd believe it, even if we told them.
We wish to thank these fine actors for spending their time to make this show possible. Melissa Danell as Sarah Bernhardt, Megan Presley as Megan White, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Emma Ault, Janet Green as Mrs. Brask, Kim Giannopoulos as Wardrobe Mistress, Andre Kuznetsov as Mr. Petrov, Abner Cenaris as John Stetson, and Murray Retread as the stage manager. Nutcracker Mania was written by Alexa Chipman. Editor Webmistress, Alexa Chipman. Producer was Captain John Tadrzak. Post-producer was April Sadowski. Captain John Tadrzak, CEO of MisfitsAudio.com. We hope you enjoyed our holiday season audio. This has been an original audio by Misfits Audio. I am your announcer, April Sadowski. MisfitsAudio.com, copyright 2008.